This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How long could the Quinshon Judkins situations last? Could it be a holdout? Are we talking holdout here, Tone? Is that where we're officially at? Or?
I didn't use that term. People are telling me, yes, this is now officially a holdout.
Let's see where it goes here. We welcome in Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
I can't believe I asked that question. I apologize. Quinshon Judkins, is this like a holdout? What's the latest you've heard?
Well, I don't think it's a holdout. I think that the Browns are waiting to see what the NFL is going to do, if anything, in regards to potential discipline.
So this is on the Browns side of things. This is not on him. Are you saying he's ready to sign?
No, I think this is on the NFL. Like, I don't think that the Browns are ready to sign him because they want to see what the league is going to do.
But if he were offered a contract right now, would he sign?
Well, I mean, depends on the terms. But Andrew Berry has to protect himself and the Browns here. If there's a suspension involved, which we don't know, the league is going at their own, they're going at their own pace. So, once I think the league situation gets resolved and there's a decision made, then sure, I think that it'll be much easier for the Browns to go ahead and get this done. But that's still a major question that has to be answered.
Does any of this mean they are not standing by him, or they because I'm a little curious, because what do we always say in these situations, Daryl, when it comes down to a little bit of money? Daryl, I've heard you say, it's not my money. All right, the Haslams have more money than just about 95% of the owners in the NFL. Why wouldn't they just throw the money to him and then see where the NFL process is?
Why would you do that?
They want him in camp. They want to get him going. They don't want him to fall any further behind than he already is. Now they're already looking for scraps, table scraps at running back. That's how bad the situation is. So there's about five reasons.
Well, I just think that I think Andrew Berry's playing this one a little safer. Because there's language too that goes in the kind. It's not just about money; it's about language. You know, you can claw back money if there's a suspension, or if there's a future discipline, or if he gets in trouble again off the field, right? So there is language besides money that you have to negotiate and deal with here. But I do think that it is interesting that the Browns are looking for additional running back help. That tells me that they're not anticipating having Quinshon Judkins available to them for a little bit.
Does the Isaiah Bond thing complicate things that they not only after a contentious, you know, the background stuff with him, he is able to play immediately, like he's going to be in this preseason game and gets guaranteed money, but the guy they actually drafted and as highly as they did still has to wait?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, Isaiah came in apparently in shape. They're going to play him, as you said, on Saturday. I don't know that they're going to play him a lot on Saturday. And the guaranteed money is $3 million over 3 years, which is in football terms, that's nothing. That's a drop in the bucket. And also, too, he's not facing any league discipline. So I think that situation, and as Andrew Berry put in that statement, right, explaining why the organization felt comfortable bringing Bond in, I think that right now with the Judkins situation, the Browns just, quite frankly, are not comfortable with that situation right now. Because if they were, look, they have proven that they are willing to look the other way and with a lot of things. And in this case, they haven't looked away and they haven't signed the kid yet. And I think that speaks volumes.
Darryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Speaking of guarantees, are we guaranteed to carry four quarterbacks into the regular season?
I won't say guarantee. I threw out a hypothetical last night. Where they could keep four quarterbacks, but not all four of them are on the roster, which means one of the quarterbacks that they brought to camp has to go. And so I hypothesized that what if they moved on from Kenny Pickett and they kept Tyler Huntley on the practice squad? Because let's be realistic about it, you're not getting Shedeur Sanders through waivers. You're probably not getting Dylan Gabriel through waivers. So you have to keep both those guys on the active roster. Joe Flacco is your starter. Are you getting Kenny Pickett through waivers? Probably not. So what if they traded him, right, and then kept Tyler Huntley for their practice squad? That would be a creative way to keep four quarterbacks, and quite frankly, Ken, I think it behooves them to keep four quarterbacks. I think they're going to need four quarterbacks this year.
Darryl Ryder with us right now. So just a follow-up on that, because I have a question about, how much, you're going to see guys in this preseason game. The Kenny Pickett side of things, none of us have gotten really a chance to see Kenny Pickett at all. We did not have a very favorable opinion on him in general when he came in, but yet in some of the reporting that's been done, it would seem as if there were those that thought he would be the starting quarterback if he actually was healthy and got a shot to vie for things. So if that's the case, and that would also indicate that people think that he may be the best quarterback in the entire quarterback room. So does that strengthen the argument that he's going to stay around no matter what?
Yeah, I think certainly helps the argument. I don't disagree with the notion that if certain people within the Browns had their preference, if had Kenny Pickett stayed healthy, his chances of winning that starting job improved significantly. Remember, he was the first quarterback that they brought in this offseason as well. So. It's unfortunate that he got the hamstring injury. Kevin Stefanski said yesterday he's not ready to play yet. And he has taken some 11-on-11s since suffering the hamstring, but it's certainly not the full workload that we had seen him receive during the offseason program in the early portions of training camp. So he's not ready to go. They can't push him right now. And unfortunately, we did not get to see him in a preseason setting. And so they're going to have to make whatever roster decision that they ultimately choose to make based off what they saw in practice and on the film. And also, too, with what they project him to ultimately be. But even though I threw that hypothetical out, I still think they keep the four guys they went to camp with. I do. I think they start with all four of those guys on the roster. If a situation comes up where they have an opportunity to move one of them, that wouldn't surprise me. But, nothing would really surprise me at this point. But I do think that they keep the four quarterbacks.
All right, Darryl, we've been asking people today, our listeners, people that call in, to make a pledge for this preseason game tomorrow. And that is, if you are in favor of seeing starters and seeing guys get some final work in, then you also cannot possibly go after the organization or the coach if somebody ends up injured and missing time. Will you agree to that pledge?
Yeah. I mean, Kevin Stefanski has always been really smart about how he uses his starters during training camp in the preseason, and they have, knock on wood, done that successfully for the most part, with the occasional injury here and there. But for the most part, Kevin Stefanski's been able to get to week one with most of his starting lineup intact. Look, they're not going to be on the field much on Saturday. You're talking 20, 25 plays, a couple of guys, maybe a few fewer plays like Myles Garrett. I don't think Myles Garrett's going to be out there for 25 plays. But you're talking two, maybe three series, which gets you through the first quarter, early into the second quarter with your starters. And I think that that is plenty of work that you need to see from those guys in the preseason, and then you turn all your attention to September 7 against the Bengals.
We have seen nothing but great things, and I'm not saying good, great things about Carson Schlesinger. Is there a chance this guy could actually be a dude?
Yeah, I think he is a dude already, Ken. I really do. Every day he's making plays. He made a play yesterday that just absolutely blew me away. And quite frankly, they need it. You know, losing Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, that was a massive blow. It was great to see JOK out on the practice field watching the other day. So that was great to see. But from a football standpoint, that was a pretty big loss. And it looks like that Carson is stepping in there and he's going to be able to fill those shoes. I have been blown away. I questioned the pick when it happened. But it looks like Andrew Berry found a player.
Well, I couldn't even question it, Daryl, because anytime I watched UCLA, I admitted on the air when they drafted him, I go, I wasn't watching UCLA. I was watching who they were playing.
Yeah.
So I wasn't paying attention to him. And I'm like, okay, I'll try to keep an open mind. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if we haven't heard about guys, we usually go negative. But, man, all I'm hearing about is how great this guy is. And if they can get this guy going, I mean, because Andrew Berry needs all the hits he can get.
Yes.
Especially this year. So I'd love to see him be able to play at a high level for this football team, especially when you consider, okay, Nathaniel Watson, I know it's bubble, but okay. And also you got situations where you're secondary now. You're going to have to find somebody. You might have to find somebody after Wednesday.
Yeah. They could need some secondary help, but you know where Carson is concerned is the fact that there's tangible stuff on the field to praise him for. We don't have to hear about how great they are in the meeting room or on the whiteboard, mm-hmm. like we do some other draft picks that Andrew Berry has made this year. So the fact that there's tangible positive play from him on the field on a daily basis is great. And linebacker has been a position that I have argued for years that the Browns have needed a game changer, regardless of where they are in the pecking order as far as Jim Schwartz's defense and importance and things like that. I have argued for years you cannot win this division if you do not get impact play from your linebackers, and I think Carson Schlesinger is going to be able to provide that. As far as the secondary goes, you're absolutely right. Now Denzel Ward is banged up. They say it's no big deal, it's nothing serious, but I just like to remind folks they said the same thing about Greg Newsome, and we didn't see that dude for 3 weeks. So hopefully Denzel will be ready to go week one. Kevin Stefanski sort of indicated that Denzel should be ready to go week one, but time will tell.
All right, Daryl, now that it looks like we're getting a Super Bowl, according to the commissioner, did he say which year we're getting the Super Bowl?
He didn't say that you're getting a Super Bowl. It's not guaranteed, but at least it helps your chances.
The door was open, Daryl.
The door was open when they were doing the campaigning with the state legislatures for the $600 million in support. The issue for the Super Bowl is hotel beds, and also too quality of hotel beds. Are there enough fancy hotels here to?
Oh, I can make it extra fancy for you.
Oh, I'm sure
come
you
can. Come on over and
Ken.
Stay at my house.
Does Airbnb count?
Well, here's the thing. We had the Republican National Convention in 2016, and I remember they had some delegations stay out near Cedar Point, which is about a 45-minute drive. I don't see why that wouldn't be a problem. I know that there's other Super Bowl sites where you know, the commutes are anywhere from 45 minutes to a little over an hour. So
Miami.
Well, I mean, Jacksonville, they're going to have people stay on boats again. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if the Browns ultimately put in a bid. I'm sure that they will. I don't know that it's guaranteed. I think that there's a better chance that the NFL draft returns at the end of the decade or early in the 2030s there is a little bit of a make good from the COVID draft that we had here.
We have all that room out there on Lake Erie to throw boats out there.
We have cruise ships.
We have cruise ships that come through the Great Lakes.
It's a vacation.
They got indoor water parks in Sandusky.
No, by that time it'll be the good time. 34.
I'm gonna have four kids graduated high school, so that's four rooms opened up.
I don't know that you want to have people sleeping on boats in Lake Erie in the middle of February. Just saying, gets a little bumpy out there.
It's one time, Daryl.
Yeah, it's just one time, Daryl. Come on, you want to make money for this region or not?
I'm all about making money for this region.
Daryl Rutter, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, thank you for the time. All the best to you, buddy.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
The great Daryl Rutter, coming up at 9:01. Nathan's. How long could the Quinshon Judkins situations last? Could it be a holdout? Are we talking holdout here, Tone? Is that where we're officially at? Or?
I didn't use that term. People are telling me, yes, this is now officially a holdout.
Let's see where it goes here. We welcome in Daryl Rutter, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
I can't believe I asked that question. I apologize. Quinshon Judkins, is this like a holdout? What's the latest you've heard?
Well, I don't think it's a holdout. I think that the Browns are waiting to see what the NFL is going to do, if anything, in regards to potential discipline.
So this is on the Browns side of things. This is not on him. Are you saying he's ready to sign?
No, I think this is on the NFL. Like, I don't think that the Browns are ready to sign him because they want to see what the league is going to do.
But if he were offered a contract right now, would he sign?
Well, I mean, depends on the terms. But Andrew Berry has to protect himself and the Browns here. If there's a suspension involved, which we don't know. Like, I mean, the league is going at their own, they're going at their own pace. So, once I think the league situation gets resolved and there's a decision made, then sure, I think that it'll be much easier for the Browns to go ahead and get this done. But that's still a major question that has to be answered.
Does any of this mean they are not standing by him, or they because I'm a little curious, because what do we always say in these situations, Daryl, when it comes down to a little bit of money? Daryl, I've heard you say, it's not my money. All right, the Haslams have more money than just about 95% of the owners in the NFL. Why wouldn't they just throw the money to him and then see where the NFL process is?
Why would you do that?
They want him in camp. They want to get him going. They don't want him to fall any further behind than he already is. Now they're already looking for scraps, table scraps at running back. That's how bad the situation is. So there's about five reasons.
Well, I just think that I think Andrew Berry's playing this one a little safer. Because there's language too that goes in the kind. It's not just about money; it's about language. You know, you can claw back money if there's a suspension, or if there's a future discipline, or if he gets in trouble again off the field, right? So there is language besides money that you have to negotiate and deal with here. But I do think that it is interesting that the Browns are looking for additional running back help. That tells me that they're not anticipating having Quinshon Judkins available to them for a little bit.
Does the Isaiah Bond thing complicate things, that they not only after a contentious, you know, the background stuff with him, he is able to play immediately, like he's going to be in this preseason game and gets guaranteed money, but the guy they actually drafted and as highly as they did still has to wait?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, Isaiah came in apparently in shape. They're going to play him, as you said, on Saturday. I don't know that they're going to play him a lot on Saturday. And the guaranteed money is $3 million over 3 years, which is in football terms, that's nothing. That's a drop in the bucket. And also, too, he's not facing any league discipline. So I think that situation And as Andrew Berry put in that statement, right, explaining why the organization felt comfortable bringing Bond in, I think that right now with the Judkins situation, the Browns just, quite frankly, are not comfortable with that situation right now. Because if they were, look, they have proven that they are willing to look the other way and with a lot of things. And in this case, they haven't looked away and they haven't signed the kid yet. And I think that that speaks volumes.
Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Speaking of guarantees, are we guaranteed to carry four quarterbacks into the regular season?
I won't say guarantee. I threw out a hypothetical last night where they could keep four quarterbacks, but not all four of them are on the roster, which means one of the quarterbacks that they brought to camp has to go. And so I hypothesize.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Guys, that what if they moved on from Kenny Pickett and they kept Tyler Huntley on the practice squad? Because let's be realistic about it. You're not getting Shedeur Sanders through waivers. You're probably not getting Dylan Gabriel through waivers. So you have to keep both those guys on the active roster. Joe Flacco is your starter. Are you getting Kenny Pickett through waivers? Probably not. So what if they traded him, right, and then kept Tyler Huntley for their practice squad? That would be a creative way to keep four quarterbacks. And quite frankly, Ken, I think it behooves them to keep four quarterbacks. I think they're going to need four quarterbacks this year.
Daryl Ryder with us right now. So just a follow-up on that, because I have a question about, how much, you're going to see guys in this preseason game. The Kenny Pickett side of things, none of us have gotten really a chance to see Kenny Pickett at all. We did not have a very favorable opinion on him in general when he came in. But yet, in some of the reporting that's been done, it would seem as if there were those that thought he would be the starting quarterback if he actually was healthy and got a shot to vie for things. So if that's the case, and that would also indicate that people think that he may be the best quarterback in the entire quarterback room. So does that strengthen the argument that he's going to stay around no matter what?
Yeah, I think certainly helps the argument. I don't disagree with the notion that if certain people within the Browns had their preference, if, you know, had Kenny Pickett stayed healthy, his chances of winning that starting job improved significantly. Remember, he was the first quarterback that they brought in this offseason as well. So it's unfortunate that he got the hamstring injury. Kevin Stefanski said yesterday he's not ready to play yet. And he has taken some 11-on-11s since suffering the hamstring, but it's certainly not the full workload that we had seen him receive during the offseason program in the early portions of training camp. So he's not ready to go. They can't push him right now. And unfortunately, we did not get to see him in a preseason setting. And so they're going to have to make whatever roster decision that they ultimately choose to make based off what they saw in practice and on the film. And also, too, with what they project him to ultimately be. But even though I threw that hypothetical out, I still think they keep the four guys they went to camp with. I do. I think they start with all four of those guys on the roster. If a situation comes up where they have an opportunity to move one of them, that wouldn't surprise me. But, I mean, nothing would really surprise me at this point. But I do think that they keep the four quarterbacks.
All right, Daryl, we've been asking people today, our listeners, people that call in, to make a pledge for this preseason game tomorrow. And that is, if you are in favor of seeing starters and seeing guys get some final work in, then you also cannot possibly go after the organization or the coach if somebody ends up injured and missing time. Will you agree to that pledge?
Yeah. I mean, Kevin Stefanski has always been really smart about how he uses his starters during training camp and the preseason, and they have, knock on wood, done that successfully for the most part. With the occasional injury here and there. But for the most part, Kevin Stefanski's been able to get to week one with most of his starting lineup intact. Look, they're not going to be on the field much on Saturday. You're talking 20, 25 plays, a couple of guys, maybe a few fewer plays like Myles Garrett. I don't think Myles Garrett's going to be out there for 25 plays. But you're talking two, maybe three series, which gets you through the first quarter, early into the second quarter with your starters. And I think that that is plenty of work that you need to see from those guys in the preseason. And then you turn all your attention to September 7 against the Bengals.
We have seen nothing but great things. And I'm not saying good, great things about Carson Schlesinger. Is there a chance this guy could actually be a dude?
Yeah, I think he is a dude already, Ken. I really do. Every day he's making plays. He made a play yesterday that just absolutely blew me away. And quite frankly, they need it. You know, losing Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, that was a massive blow. It was great to see JOK out on the practice field watching the other day. So that was great to see. But from a football standpoint, that was a pretty big loss. And it looks like that Carson is stepping in there, and he's going to be able to fill those shoes. I have been blown away. I questioned the pick when it happened, but it looks like Andrew Berry found a player.
Well, I couldn't even question it, Daryl, because anytime I watched UCLA, I admitted on the air when they drafted him, I go, I wasn't watching UCLA. I was watching who they were playing.
Yeah.
So I wasn't paying attention to him. And I'm like, okay, I'll try to keep an open mind. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if we haven't heard about guys, we usually go negative. But, man, all I'm hearing about is how great this guy is. And if they can get this guy going, I mean, because Andrew Berry needs all the hits he can get.
Yes.
Especially this year. So I'd love to see him be able to play at a high level for this football team. Especially when you consider, okay, Nathaniel Watson, I know it's bubble, but okay. And also you got situations where you're secondary now. You're going to have to find somebody. You might have to find somebody after Wednesday.
Yeah. They could need some secondary help, but you know where Carson is concerned is the fact that there's tangible stuff on the field to praise him for. We don't have to hear about how great they are in the meeting room or on the whiteboard like we do some other draft picks that Andrew Berry has made this year. So the fact that there's tangible positive play from him on the field on a daily basis is great. And linebacker has been a position that I have argued for years that the Browns have needed a game changer, regardless of where they are in the pecking order as far as Jim Schwartz's defense and importance and things like that. I have argued for years you cannot win this division if you do not get impact play from your linebackers, and I think Carson Schwechter is going to be able to provide that. As far as the secondary goes, you're absolutely right. Now Denzel Ward is banged up. They say it's no big deal, it's nothing serious, but I just like to remind folks they said the same thing about Greg Newsome, and we didn't see that dude for 3 weeks. So hopefully Denzel will be ready to go week one. Kevin Stefanski sort of indicated that Denzel should be ready to go week one, but time will tell.
All right, Daryl, now that it looks like we're getting a Super Bowl, according to the commissioner, did he say which year we're getting the Super Bowl?
He didn't say that you're getting a Super Bowl. It's not guaranteed, but at least it helps your chances.
The door was open, Daryl.
The door was open when they were doing the campaigning with the state legislatures for the $600 million in support. The issue for the Super Bowl is hotel beds, and also too quality of hotel beds. Are there enough fancy hotels here to?
I can make it extra fancy for you.
Come on over and stay
at my house.
Does Airbnb count?
Well, here's the thing. We had the Republican National Convention in 2016, and I remember they had some delegations stay out near Cedar Point, which is about a 45-minute drive. I don't see why that wouldn't be a problem. I know that there's other Super Bowl sites where, you know, the commutes are anywhere from 45 minutes to a little over an hour. So
Miami.
Jacksonville, they're going to have people stay on boats again. So, it'll be interesting to see if the Browns ultimately put in a bid. I'm sure that they will. I don't know that it's guaranteed. I think that there's a better chance that the NFL draft returns at the end of the decade or early in the 2030s there is a little bit of a make good from the COVID draft that we had here.
We have all that room out there on Lake Erie to throw boats out there.
We have cruise ships that come through the Great Lakes.
It's a vacation. They got indoor water parks in Sandusky.
No, by that time it'll be the Good Time 34.
I'm gonna have four kids graduated high school, so that's four rooms opened up.
I don't know that you want to have people sleeping on boats in Lake Erie in the middle of February. Just saying, gets a little bumpy out there.
It's one time, Daryl.
Yeah, it's just one time, Daryl. Come on, you want to make money for this region or not?
I'm all about making money for this region.
Daryl Rutter, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, thank you for the time. All the best to you, buddy.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
The great Daryl Rutter. Coming up at 9:01, Nathan's... Roger Goodell's talking about Super Bowls with your Cleveland Browns. That coming up momentarily. Jerry Jones was on with Michael Irvin on Michael Irvin's show. Everybody's got a show. Michael Irvin, why wouldn't he have a show? He's an entertaining guy. And on Michael Irvin's show...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
On his pod, this is how well things are going with the Micah Parsons negotiations.
We wanted to send the details to the agent. The agent told us to stick it up our ass.
Oh, wait. Now, see, I was
just trying. So you're clear. Yeah, Mike and I talked, and then we were going to send it over to the agent. We had our agreements on term, amount, guarantees, everything. We were going to send it over to the agent, and the agent said, don't bother because we've got all that to negotiate. Well, I'd already negotiated. I'd already moved off my mark on several areas. And so the issue, very frankly, is we've had the negotiation in my mind. The agent's trying to get his nose in it right now and try to come in there and improve off the mark that we'd already set.
I mean, he joined Michael Irvin to talk about the documentary that's going on, which it's killing me that I can't watch this documentary right now because there's no time. All Lima's talking. I actually found a documentary that Lima likes to watch, and I can't watch it, and he's the one who's able to watch it. And these Michael Parsons negotiations, I know they were talking tough with Dak Prescott and they got something signed the night before week one, but my goodness gracious, Jerry Jones saying all that, like the way he talks, you remember the AI video that was going around of Jerry Jones? Like, oh, it was a fake press conference, but it's Jerry Jones. And he's talking about, depending on how much Salisbury steak I may eat at one point, like it's making it seem more realistic because of how the guy talks.
100%. You know, you think about in the NFL what little leverage players have. I mean, the first thing they have is, all right, if I don't show up, the team is worse, right? But in the NFL, we see all the time, one player, even as good as Micah Parsons, sometimes it doesn't matter. Like quarterback, yeah, you would think they would have all the leverage and they would hold out for guaranteed deals all the time because without them, the entire program changes. Micah Parsons is amazing. He's a top five, top three defensive player in the NFL. But what, like he's dealing with somebody who doesn't care. He doesn't care. Like, think about who he's dealing with. An owner that does not care if there's public backlash. What? They're not going to buy Cowboys tickets? They did. They did already.
Well,
doesn't
he don't
matter.
Care. I mean, what, they're not 49ers gonna, fans took over that stadium once, what, and it's all green to him.
What,
he don't
they're
care.
Not going
to
watch the games on TV, the Cowboys games, really? Oh, they're going to say mean things to about me, the owner, who has a 8 to 10 show episode documentary about how great the Dallas Cowboy brand is that he was the architect behind. He doesn't care. So a war of words with Jerry Jones isn't really going to get you that far.
Well, I know the players want to get to 50-50. This is the problem I've always had with the NFLPA since the station started. And hey, the old man was in organized labor for 41 years, all right? He ain't Jimmy Hoffa over here, but at the same time, I've overheard the conversations. And when you go to the NFLPA, My problem started years ago when they brought in the rookie wage scale because they can never see the forest for the trees. You brought in the rookie wage scale because you were mad that Sam Bradford was going to make a lot of money and all these other rookies were making a lot of money. The issue was now when you have a rookie wage scale, they'll just draft younger guys. So now they don't want more veteran hands. So now you're cutting off careers because they'll just take younger guys, cheaper, much cheaper guys, out of the draft, and they'll pay certain players, and they've done that. And then you have the $50,000 a day thing. Well, you've eliminated everything because now I can turn right on around, like the Chris Jones situation where he had to make up the extra $2.5 million. Thank God he was playing for the Kansas City Chiefs who have Patrick Mahomes. And Chris Jones is a tremendous player as well, but the incentives counted as well, where you're putting $50,000 a day. You have no negotiation power. So you can tell Jerry Jones everything you want. You can cuss Jerry Jones clean out, but Jerry Jones is the one who has the power in all this. The players' union, yeah, I know now, they want to get as close to 50-50 as possible, but man, they just keep kneecapping themselves.
Now, 3 years ago, I said that if I were Nick Chubb's agent, I would advise him to hold out, and basically everybody told me the Browns wouldn't care. And we've seen the Browns not care when it was David Njoku who asked for a trade. Who else? There was this, it seemed like one every year was asking for a trade, and the Browns just said no. And then it ended. So the Browns won those debates. The reason I thought Nick Chubb was eligible for that is because he's Nick Chubb. Like, the public sentiment of Nick Chubb was not the same as David Njoku.
No.
Like,
wasn't his Kareem Hunt either.
Kareem Hunt was the other one that asked for a trade. So I thought Chubb was the one that could potentially ask for it. And he didn't. And unfortunately for him, he didn't get more money. And the minute he got injured, that was it. That was it for his chances to ever make big money again in the NFL.
Roger Goodell was on Building Brownstown, the podcast hosted by Nathan Zagura. Could we be saying Super Bowl, Super Browns quite literally?
I think the stadium will be a state-of-the-art facility. It'll be something that everyone will be proud of, from the NFL to the community, of course, the Haslam family. Super Bowl, though, has become bigger than just a stadium, right? You have to have a lot of facilities to host the Super Bowl, from hotel rooms. I think we're close to 50,000 high quality hotel rooms. The airport, which I think and hope in the context of this development, we'll see upgrades also. Those are all part of hosting something like the Super Bowl. We had the draft there several years ago, which has become Super Bowl-like in its impact. I hope the draft will be back. I hope, you know, this is something that we'll be talking about from a Super Bowl standpoint at some point in the future.
This isn't going to be fun to say. Are you sure you really want the Super Bowl if you have to have 50,000 hotel rooms? I don't want to build the equivalent of the Olympic Village outside of what they have, what the Haslam's plan on building, that should be filled up. All right. What they've done with Gateway and what I think I hear they plan to do with Gateway by the time it's all said and done over the next 20 years, that will probably be filled up. But do you want to have a situation where you build the equivalent of the Olympic Village? Like, what are you going to do after the Super Bowl? What are you going to do after that? Like, the draft here was a success. We got hammered by it because of the COVID situation. Not hammered by media or anything like that, but it was unfortunate because of the COVID situation.
That was a draft we got.
But I think that we could do the draft very, very well. And it almost seems like Roger Goodell is giving us a little bit of a, not saying it's not possible for a Super Bowl, but there might be a consolation prize here.
I don't know the answer to that, but I think the stadium is a big part of that. I really do. I for us, whether it's in the stadium or whether it's around the stadium, as you know, we were right on the banks of Lake Erie, which was a beautiful setting. I think the draft is an important element. I don't think we delivered all that we should in that because of COVID. And I definitely want to see the draft get back there sometime soon.
Like, Green Bay isn't hosting a Super Bowl ever. Chicago, with that stadium that they had, wasn't hosting a Super Bowl. And by the time that they had that draft, it really wasn't. I know that there's always conversations about a new stadium there, but it wasn't in earnest like it is now with the new stadium in Chicago. The draft might be a nice compromise where I'm not just going to have a bunch of empty buildings and empty hotel rooms by the time it's all done. Because you don't need, do you need 50,000 high quality, quote unquote, hotel rooms for the Republican National Convention, for the NBA Finals? For all those other things, and you need a lot, but you don't need that many.
I wonder what the range is for them. You know, we brought up last segment Sandusky, and there's hotel rooms out there, and they used them during the RNC. You know, Canton has some hotel rooms that they, and in Akron too, that they host for the Hall of Fame, right? Like, I don't know what that number is as far as high quality hotel rooms, but I know there's some there's a couple places everybody's gonna be spread out in this deal though, right?
Well, there's stuff with the Village down there that isn't very well right now, but well, I don't know everything about it, but it ain't going over too well.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, you don't want to build all this stuff that just is going to be empty forever. I do understand that.
You're also building a structure that's going to host way more stuff than what we have currently.
The whole point is that you're trying to recruit events much in the way that Indy recruits events all year. And you're hoping, just by virtue of you not being last in this game of potential convention centers, that you're not going to be able to get events because they're all gobbled up. The whole point is that's why you have, you know, our Tourism Bureau, Destination Cleveland, you know, David Gilbert, is that you feel like not only are you going to be able to house these NFL events, that you're always going to be able to bring in more and more and more events. And, you know, in the past, it's been a tough sell to Cleveland. They've done the most with maybe the least, but will they be able to expand on that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.